A former assistant bank manager has been sentenced in federal court to 33 months in prison for stealing money from a Juneau bank, the Mendenhall branch of KeyBank. 44-year-old Antonietta Ann Robinson of the Philippines was sentenced yesterday by U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Burgess in Anchorage. The court also ordered her to pay restitution for the total amount stolen and serve 5 years of supervised release. Assistant U.S. Attorney Ani Stewart prosecuted the case, and according to Stewart, Robinson stole $300,000 by falsifying bank paperwork over a period of 4 years. Prosecutors say she also bullied, cajoled, manipulated her fellow Filipino employees into not verifying vault balances and to cut tape from the bank's security cameras. She used the $300,000 for a new house in the Philippines and designer brand goods. Ultimately, Robinson was fired in 2006 for fraudulently opening new customer accounts to get credit for new accounts opened. The following day, she withdrew $150,000 from her personal account and fled to the Philippines. The new incoming assistant branch manager did an audit, discovered the thefts, and fired the head teller under Robinson for not properly verifying the vault balances. Robinson was extradited in June of this year and pled guilty to the charges. No arrest made yet, but investigators say weapons and drug charges are pending after a bust on Poplar Avenue on Monday afternoon. The street address was not disclosed, but Juneau police and Alaska State Troopers say they served a search warrant at the home. They allegedly found budding marijuana plants, cultivating equipment, and about 10 ounces of harvested marijuana. Also reportedly found were $5,000 cash, about 5 grams of hashish, and a handgun, which investigators believe was stolen. Juneau police say they had to coax a man off a ledge of an outside atrium of the state office building yesterday, but he was not suicidal. The incident was reported about 2:45 yesterday afternoon. A 38-year-old man had climbed over the guardrail and was standing on the ledge facing Willoughby Avenue. Officers say they were able to talk him back over to safety. The unidentified man apparently was extremely intoxicated and said he used to stand on the ledge all the time as a kid to entertain tourists. Police say they took the man to Bartlett Regional Hospital for evaluation. A Fairbanks man has been sentenced to 2 years in jail in a combination sentence for driving while intoxicated and texting at the same time. Roger Dean Osbloom caused a serious head-on collision last January when he sent a text message while driving. He collided with a vehicle driven by Adam Strom, who suffered a fractured hip, plus injuries to his back and shoulder. Osbloom pled guilty to second-degree assault as part of a plea agreement to second-degree assault, driving while texting, and driving under the influence. On Friday, Superior Court Judge Michael McConaughey said jail time was necessary in this case to show societal condemnation for the new crime of driving while distracted by a cell phone. A 20-year-old Pennsylvania man has agreed to plead guilty to a federal charge of making harassing phone calls in a case involving Sarah Palin's lawyers. Sean Christie filed notice this week in U.S. District Court in Anchorage in a plea agreement with federal prosecutors. The court document shows Christie will plead guilty and be sentenced December 1st. Christie and his father, both of McAdoo, Pennsylvania, face accusations of making harassing interstate phone calls to the former Alaska governor's lawyers. Palin has been granted state restraining orders against them. Both men pled not guilty in the case in September. Meanwhile, court records show the government paid nearly $2,500 for Sarah Palin's husband to tag along during the trial of a Tennessee college student who hacked into her email, even though Todd Palin never testified. In all, records obtained by the Associated Press show the government paid more than $29,000 to fly members of the Palin family and other witnesses to Knoxville and send a prosecutor to Alaska for research and pay other witness travel expenses. Air travel totaled about $18,600, and the hotel bills amounted to nearly $3,300. The spending helped prosecutors convict David Kernell in 2010. He finishes a 10-month sentence today. An attorney for the Palins said in an email that Todd Palin was under subpoena and traveled prepared to testify. It looks like the key government witness in the federal corruption case in Alaska will not face charges of child sexual abuse. Deputy Attorney General Richard Sabodny says the case is closed unless someone provides new information or there are federal charges against the 74-year-old Allen. Sabodny said prosecutors were not able to corroborate allegations made by about five witnesses Anchorage police conducted two investigations into whether Allen had sex with an underage girl in the 1990s. One case was stopped, and federal investigators declined to file charges in the second. Senator Lisa Murkowski and others have criticized the federal government for not moving forward because their case could have been easier to prove than the state's. Allen was accused of transporting teenage girls across state lines for sex, which is a federal crime. A few months ago, Murkowski asked the U.S. Attorney General why his team was not pursuing Allen. She's concerned the federal government might be giving him a pass because he helped them out in the case against the late Senator Ted Stevens.
To think that he might have gotten away with it because of his stature in the community at that time, the relationships that he had, and the fact that he might have been working an arrangement, a deal, if you will, to avoid all this. And in the meantime, you've got a young woman whose life has been irreparably harmed, and perhaps more young women out there. We don't know that for certain. It seems to me that there has been a real failure of process here.
Allen ran Vico Corporation and pled guilty to tax violations and bribing state lawmakers. While his testimony led to Ted Stevens' conviction in 2008, a federal judge threw everything out because prosecutors concealed evidence from Stevens' defense team. A report released on Monday showed they withheld information that would have seriously damaged the credibility of Bill Allen. Senator Murkowski expressed disgust yesterday that Allen will not be charged.
It just rattles my cage to think that he is done with his sentence, and it's over for him. And yet you have a man who lost his, it was more than an election, it was Ted Stevens' career and reputation brought down by Bill Allen, who is now walking out of jail.
Allen was sentenced to 3 years for his bribery and tax evasion pleas and was scheduled to be released yesterday. The state of Alaska is being sued by two groups opposed to the Chuitna coal mine on the west side of Cook Inlet. The Chuitna Citizens Coalition and Cook Inlet Keeper claim natural resource officials have failed to process their application for water rights in streams near the project. They applied in 2009 for water rights for a Chuitna River tributary to protect the area. The groups say they want to reserve sufficient water to protect fish and wildlife habitat as allowed by law. While the groups say department officials have not acted on their 2009 application, they have at the same time processed temporary water use permit applications for Pack Rim Coal LP. A fund has been established for an all-American runner who had both legs amputated above the ankles after suffering severe frostbite. University of Alaska Anchorage Athletic Department announced the fund for Marco Chiseto in a release this week. Only private donations are being accepted, and the university says no state money is being involved. Chiseto disappeared from the University of Alaska Anchorage on November 6 and was found November 9th, suffering from hypothermia and severe frostbite to his feet and hands. The UAA Athletic Department says Chiseto's hands are expected to make a full recovery, but his lower extremities were so severely injured that they required amputation.